Everybody's clicked. Welcome to the Sunday Night There Is a Solution newcomer and returning member meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. Visit our website at oaontario.org, where you'll find this audio recording, additional podcasts, and a place to donate to keep this special service active. The opinions expressed are those of individual OA members and do not represent as a whole. I'll now introduce Mary Pat, a member who has at least 6 months of abstinence, has recovered through the direction in the Big Book, and maintains recovery on a daily basis. After she shares, there will be time to make a comment or ask a question about the OA program or what Mary Pat has shared. So please help me welcome Mary Pat I, a compulsive overeater from, I forget where.
Yes, ma'am. I am Mary Pat. I am from Cleveland, Ohio, currently living in Akron right now. If you don't mind, if it be all right, I'd like to please invite my higher power into this meeting, that I would be an instrument of his words, the channeling of his words to reach open ears, open hearts, and open minds to the suffering Lord and to those who need to hear. May I be a part of their recovery, all of our recovery. Thank you. Thank you for letting me do that. So as I said, I am from Cleveland, Ohio, currently living in Akron, and it really is a pleasure to be here. And I really appreciate Jessica asking me to do this service, and all of you for being here and a part of my recovery. So I'm a compulsive overeater of the hopeless type. I ate like Bill drank, and I think like Bill thought. My addiction in food with food is, is my substance, and it is refined sugar, concentrated sweets, bakery, and it parallels Bill's addiction in many ways, using just a different substance. And though my story is similar to Bill's in that respect, it is mine. And my story may have some similarities to yours. It's my sincere desire that it's helpful to your recovery. I've been steadily in program now since January 1st, 2022, after about 30 years away from OA. I've been abstinent since January 6th, 2022. I've been recovered for about a year now. My higher power is God, and or the God of the Bible. So I refer to him as God or Lord. Sometimes that's interchangeable. So that's the names I use if you hear that. My top weight was 339 pounds. And that was after I thought was top weight with my triplets in 1993 of 317 pounds. And of course, then I went back down to 190 and 180 and then back up again. I have been normal weight a few times in my life, but not in program yet. I'm still working on about 90 pounds, but I surrender everything to my higher power for that. I grew up in a single parent home during the late 60s. My father was a cross between John Wayne and Clint Eastwood. He was a contractor, entrepreneur, electrician. Beer and whiskey was on the daily for him, but he wasn't an alcoholic because he never missed a day of work. This was an era before daycare. We were the original latchkey kids, my sisters and I. I was a year old when my mother died at 32 of a cerebral aneurysm. My baby sister was 2 weeks old, and my older two sisters were 8 and 9. My father briefly married for 18 months, to his second wife. She was probably the worst thing to ever happen to four motherless children. And she'd be incarcerated today for the things that she did to my sisters and I. A couple of disclaimers, though, I'd like you to know, I am in no way assigning blame of my addiction to my father or his second wife. It's me and me alone that is accountable for my actions. And now I know through program that this disease of addiction, I cannot cure it. I did not cause it. And I have no power at all to control it. None. I can recall my abnormal attraction to sugar at about 4 years old. I would eat sugar right from the bowl. That's also the age really that I can recall an awareness of my higher power near me, actually. I looked forward to social gatherings, as exciting as they were, with the alcoholic relatives, because I'd like to see my cousins and so forth. I loved birthday parties at school or other events, but really probably more because of the array of my binge foods that were available to me there. It was awesome to babysit, not just to earn money, but because I had carte blanche of the parents' stock of my binge foods. I worked for money, to buy food. I stole money for it. I stole from my babysitting or house sitting jobs, the stock that was there. I stole from siblings' fundraising candy bars. I planned, I schemed, I lied for my binge foods, my alcoholic foods. I counted the days until I could turn 16 to actually get a job for it, literally. First job ended up being that store that had a lunch counter and, aisles of stocked binge foods. And then conveniently located next door was the bakery. So that's where half my paycheck went. And the other went for a beater car so I could continue to work and go to school. Normal girls, we're thinking of their Barbie world things, my wedding, my prom, my dances, makeup, clothes, things that they could buy with their paychecks. But that was not me. And then the circumstances in my home life were that, I dare not dream of those things. They were not an option for me. But even if my home life had been rainbows, butterflies, and unicorns, I am a food sugar binge addict. So I was a little chubby, not horrible, but enough to go to the, to the girls' chubby section at Sears. Like normal girls would be size 10, I'd be 10 and a half. And so that was a little bit embarrassing, to be there with my dad and, one of my classmates and her mother, they'd be in the normal section with the cute clothes. And I'd have probably a 4 selections to choose from in those sizes. I was active with the kids and sports during high school. Really, I crossed over in about middle school, and then during high school is where I found about the starvation diet, the water only for 2 weeks diet, the amphetamines from the local doctor diet, liquid protein only diet, exercise like a beast, self-help books, and on and on. So I would go up and down on the scale, gain 50 pounds, lose 50 pounds, gain 70 pounds, complete body dysmorphia. My mind couldn't keep up with the body changes. And I was fitted at normal weight, for instance, in my senior year of nursing graduation in about January with the rest of my class. But by June, I had gained, 60 pounds and had to get a uniform off the rack that didn't match the rest of the graduating class. So, so that was in about 6 months or less. After nursing school, I was sexually assaulted by my older sister's boyfriend. That sealed the coffin on my feelings of uselessness and worthlessness. I fought that all my life, from being told that by the second wife, by my father. My self-image issues, came with that. And also my mother's sisters for reinforcing me, being fat and ugly and, incapable. The one truth the second wife was that told me I was a glutton. I didn't know what that meant, at 4 and 5. I didn't even know how to read to look it up in a dictionary, but I knew it wasn't good. So by the time my husband got to me, according to my religious upbringing, I was damaged goods, so that no decent man would marry somebody used like me. And as timing and life would have it, I got pregnant. My precious son, my oldest boy, Shay, I finally had someone who loved me, in a loveless marriage. And I had 8 more children. I was the tornado roaring my way through the lives of others. Hearts were broken, as it says in the big book, sweet relationships dead, affections had been uprooted, selfish and inconsiderate habits of mine, you know, had kept the home in turmoil. And that's page 82 in the big book. So yeah, we feel a man is unthinking when he says sobriety is enough, because that certainly is not. Abstinence is not enough. The disease is baffling, it's cunning, and it's definitely progressive for me. I was introduced to OA by a school chum, a nursing school chum, after the assault and nursing school, which was how I got back to my normal weight by the time I married my former husband. Initially at the meetings, hearing their stories, I thought, you know, some of the people's stories, I was very judgmental. And I thought, wow, these people are really sick. And, you know, that one is sicker than me. All the while I'm sitting, you know, I was sitting there at the time, 70 pounds overweight, over at my healthy weight, I should say. So at that time for me, it was not about the 12 steps. This was probably in the late 80s, just about to be 1990. The 12 steps were not the big thing. It was listening to the OA stars and doing service and the gray sheet or the 301 and white knuckling it like the OA stars said to do. And so it was really another diet, basically. So I hung on there every word. I white knuckled it and lost weight, but I did not get recovery. My addiction continued. After being married, we moved and I forgot about the meetings. I just got involved in the chaos of the addiction, my addiction, my husband's gambling addiction. And I didn't go back. So, the disease is humiliating, clothes of every size. I would gain and lose so fast and so frequently. The tags were still on. You know, not fitting into booths at restaurants, not swimming with my children, unable to get on rides at the amusement park, all of which I loved, not being able to fly on a plane to visit my children in Arizona, my adult children. In the event of an emergency, I wouldn't fly or couldn't fly. I didn't want to be that one to like, oh dear God, don't let her sit next to me and have to ask the stewardess, you know, for an extender. So fortunately, when an emergency did come up with one of my daughters, I was in South Carolina. It was a 4-hour drive away to Atlanta. So I was able to do that. But, you know, still I remained an absolute mess as an untreated addict who binged my way to 200 pounds over my healthy body weight. On December 31st, 21, when I was in the middle of my kitchen looking at the arsenal of binge foods I bought for the holiday family gathering, you know, but really for me, for myself, I was contemplating bariatric surgery. And that was my final stand against the disease. Knowing the complications, still debating the hospital, which hospital go to, Cleveland or Akron, really my higher power intervened at that point and spoke to my heart and said to get back to OA. 30 years, 200 pounds later, you know, I was desperate. I was out of tricks. I was out of ideas. I was out of answers. I was beyond the beyonds of human aid. There was COVID awry at that time, no person in-person meetings. So I called into, it was the rebuilding relationships and recovery meeting, actually, telephone meeting that I found on the regular OA website. Asking, you know, God's help, I put the food down and got rid of my rotting arsenal on January 6, 2020. I went through the 12 steps, the OA way with a sponsor, wonderful sponsor. But I had the feeling I did not uncover and discover the fourth step adequately. So at one of those main meetings, relapse recovery or 100 pounders on that main website, a fellow texted me to check out a vision for you. And on one of my rare Wednesdays off, I was able to do that. So I heard the message. I heard the message of recovery. I knew I needed a 12-step big book sponsor to recover. And God matched me up with one around May of 22. And by July of 22, I was recovered. I did a very thorough fourth step and wasted no time getting to it. Had zero idea about how much fear played into the decisions I've made throughout my life, the choices or the lack of decisions I made. I didn't realize what an arrogant, self-reliant, self-willed, selfish, resentful, jerk I was. The harms I had done with my relations and my past in people retaliating against me, because of my, the way I retaliated against them. And it was a relief though to do that, getting healed from a festering, pus filled wound that was cleaned out. It was treated, healed. There's a scar left, but that's just my battle scar. And, page 75, once we have taken this step, withholding nothing, we are delighted. And I was. We can look the world in the eye. We can be alone in perfect peace and ease, which was, what I was looking for with food. And I got it with this step, with this program. Our fears fall from us. We begin to feel the nearness of our Creator, and I did. Then I took step 6, quiet reflection, with thankful heart, getting to know my Creator better. Page 75 asked if I skimped or omitted anything so that I could have a solid foundation. And then going on to step 7, asking God to remove any defects of character that stands in the way of my usefulness to Him and my fellows, and to recognize and acknowledge the harms done. 8 and 9 were the reference. That was the reference point to begin step 9, was step 8. The accountability is mine, going to any lengths to have victory over this addiction to food and binging. The step 9 promises, page 83, 84, I got them. Vigorously commence this new way of living, ceasing to fight anyone or anything, even my addiction and my higher power. Sanity has returned, knowing a new happiness and freedom, not regretting the past nor wishing to shut the door on it. Comprehending the word serenity and knowing peace, seeing how my experience can benefit others, no matter how far down the scale I was, and I was down. Feelings of uselessness and self-pity disappearing. Losing interest in selfish things, gaining interest in my fellows, self-seeking slipping away, new attitude and outlook on life, fear of economic insecurity and people leaving me. I mean, I spent a lot on food and clothes, to financial detriment. Intuitively knowing how to handle situations which used to leave me stuck on stupid, completely baffled, but no more. That is not the way it is for me now. I have been placed in a position of food neutrality, and that is a blatant miracle, an absolute miracle I could not do on my own. So none of this was of my own accord. It's the work of my Creator who has done for me what I could not do for myself. If we follow carefully the directions and the steps that were set before us, we have begun to sense the flow of His Spirit into us. And it happened to me. It keeps happening to me. In steps 10 is my daily catch those resentments, fear, selfishness, dishonesty, and that they crop up on the daily, and set that straight with any new mistakes that happen, and make going along the way. That's page 84, working out to keep in fit spiritual condition. Page 85, step 11, prayer and meditation. That's more action. Now I need improvement on this, to tell you the honest to truth. I mean, I practice that every day, but I don't give up. I'm not perfect. I'm not quitting. I was down, but not for the count. I was rescued. I was renovated. I was restored, and I am reconciled. On awakening, I ask God for help in the 24 hours ahead. It's just not a paragraph I read. I really really ask about that to direct my thinking and you know, relieve me of any self-pity, dishonesty, or self-seeking that, you know, gets in the way, and asking him to give me the intuition and inspiration for decisions. Cause there are many throughout the day, especially in my profession. So, God answers, my higher power answers the call. I do have to call him though. I mean, he won't intrude. He won't come where he's not welcome, and he won't stay if he's not welcome. At night or in early in the morning, I look at that as far as for with, you know, where have I had these character defects? Where have they popped up for me? Resentments and fear and so forth. So I ask God's forgiveness and what corrective measures I can take, page 86, without him, you know, I am undisciplined and I'm foolish. I think that I've demonstrated that throughout my life. So lastly, step 12, sponsoring, helping others, taking outreach calls, calling my fellows, checking up on them, helping where I can, trying to be of maximum service to my higher power and to my fellows. That's my job, it says on page 102. My job is now to be at a place of maximum helpfulness to others and never hesitate to go anywhere I can be helpful. I was nervous about tonight, but that's what I figured. Might as well commit, you know, don't hesitate on that one. And God will keep me unharmed. He will give me what I need. He will equip me. My higher power will equip me with what I need. My problems were of my own making, as it says. Food was only a symbol, and that is the truth. I have stopped fighting anyone or anything and begun cooperating with my director. That's my higher power. And that's it, guys. Oh, wait. That was the other thing. Sorry about that. Last but not least, I have improved physical, mental, emotionally, and most of all, my spiritual health. The bedevilments are no longer my life story. The promises are. I have been rescued, as I said, renovated, restored, and reconciled to my creator, my family, my friends, my employer. I live happy, joyous, and free, not without challenge or difficulty, but I have the steps, the tools, this program, all directed by my higher power to help me live a full life, happy, joyous, and free. So with that, I end. Thank you.